This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Next weekend, on Sunday the 26th of May, AREG's Project Horus group are planning a high-altitude balloon launch. This will be a smaller launch than what we typically do, flying a few experimental tracking payloads. We'll be launching from either the Mount Barker High School Oval or the Auburn Community Oval, with the launch site to be decided closer towards the date. This will be advised on the AREG website later on in the week. We're planning for a 10 a.m. launch, with the launch team on site from around 9 a.m, and visitors are welcome. To find out how you can receive telemetry signals from this flight and track the flight live, check out the blog post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Thursday night's meeting went well, and Graham, VK5ZFZ, gave us an excellent presentation on single-ended valve audio amplifiers. He showed us the ins and outs of what makes them work, using graphs and examples of things that he's tried himself, and also using simulation software. Thanks very much, Graham, and I'm sure that a lot of others as well as myself learnt a lot. Jeff, VK5JB, put together a short presentation about Lloyd Butler's involvement in AHARS and amateur radio in South Australia at the request of his family, which was read at his funeral on Thursday. We'll send it out to membership for you all to read in the near future. We are also taking steps to ensure that all the information from Lloyd's web pages is not lost and will be available from the ahars.au site in due course. For those of you purchasing the Quansheng UVK5 8 and equivalent radios, we have a tip that may save you some angst. It might be a good idea to put your call sign in your name or as a comment if you can. A member has had his held up in customs as they seem to think that it's a non-compliant radio to be brought into Australia. Well, it is compliant if you are a licensed ham operator. Don't forget that we have the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at the Marion RSL. Same place as last year. Cost will be $10 a table for sellers, with two wristbands and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony the chef in the kitchen. We will also have three door prizes this year. You'll have three chances at winning a Quansheng UVK5 8 VHF UHF handheld radio. A great prize! And like last year, we'll need a few trusty members to assist us with a setup on Friday evening. At least this year, we'll be able to get in a little earlier than previous years. If you can help either on Friday night or early Saturday morning, please let Jeff or myself know. secretary@ahars.au or president@ahars.au. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, and Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and everything that is and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on the air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5 Whale, and Paul, VK5 PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be our tech night, and it will be on Friday, the 24th of May, and we'll be given an extensive report about the recent de-expedition to Flinders Island. Now, this will be conducted by Paul, VK5PAS, who was one of the intrepid hams that went and conducted this de-expedition and contacted many thousands of stations. So come along and hear this very great story about their valiant activity. So that's next Friday, the 24th of May, for the meeting about the Flinders Island de-expedition. Now, as you may have noticed, this month has got five Fridays in it, and that means that there will be a lunch on Friday the 31st of May. Now, Sir Lunchalot is currently out seeking a suitable venue, and when he finds one, he'll let us know on next week's broadcast, so stay tuned. And once again, I remind you that the AGM of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 12th of July. So please consider joining the committee and help to run the North East Radio Club in the coming year. Now, that's all I've got for this week, so don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now, let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The 2024 Generations in Jazz event is now behind us, and so we look forward to our next event. Nowhere near the scale of Generations in Jazz, but still good fun, we are now preparing to provide the communications for the South East Automobile Club's first timed road event for 2024. To be run in the Burrungal area to the west of Mount Gambier, this is an annual event which we have been assisting with for a number of years, and one which is, like most of these events, very enjoyable to be helping with. It starts in the late afternoon or early evening, and barring lost vehicles is usually done and dusted by midnight. We hope that this year's event runs smoothly and without any major dramas. We would now like to remind you of the following. Sunday the 9th of June is the day for our 2024 annual convention. Entries to the hall is only $5 per person. Planning is well advanced and there will be something for everyone, including an excellent opportunity to meet and greet many fellow amateurs that you may have had QSOs with on air but never met face to face. At least one good quality door prize will be on offer. The doors will open for traders to set up at 8 a.m. Breakfast will be available for the fox hunters from 8:30 a.m. and the doors will be open to the public at 9:30 a.m. There will be loads of pre-loved gear to get excited about, as well as some new gear. VK Radio will be in attendance and will be donating an SDR Play receiver as a prize. AppVision, a retailer of high-end test equipment, will be bringing some delectable gear to drool over and buy. Check out their website at appvision.com.au. I'll spell that, AppVision, all one word, .com.au. Horizon Antennas have donated two off-centre fed dipoles, which will be used as prizes, one 4-band and one 3-band. Visit their website at store-horizonantennasaustralia. At the end of the day, we will have our famous sit-down dinner, which is the social highlight of the weekend. Always enjoyed by all who have attended this excellent value for money dinner, $25 per head for a three-course sit-down meal, it is well worth attending, with excellent camaraderie and many raffle prizes to be won. Of course, the fox hunters are well catered for, with two full days and a night of fox hunting mayhem, which is followed by the prize presentation on Sunday afternoon before the dinner. If you have decided to come along and join us, don't forget to book your accommodation now, as the Mount is a very busy spot on that weekend with many sporting and other events taking place. For the latest up-to-date information, have a look at serge.org.au, that's all lowercase, serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page on the left-hand side. We look forward to seeing you here. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.